I think there is a case for prescribed diversity in the history curriculum. I would want to prescribe broad areas of both substantive knowledge and maintain and possibly develop the concepts and processes that we have in the curriculum already. It seems to me that one of the great strengths of our national curriculum from the outset, really, in 1991, was this bringing together of substantive historical knowledge and what Steve described as the second order concepts and are now described as the concepts and processes in the Key Stage 3 programme of study. That has held up now for more than 20 years, and I think it has served us very, very well. When we got into difficulty, I think, was with some elements of the first national curriculum, when it seemed to me we were over-prescribed. Because the great danger of lists in terms of people and events and dates, it seems to me, is that it can lower standards. It can lead to a superficial scamper through the past for lots of children that does through vast kind of swathes of history in which they learn very little. So I would caution against an over-prescriptive national curriculum, but I would want to prescribe diversity. I mean, it seems to me that where we have least diversity at the moment in the history curriculum is at Key Stage 4. In the 14 to 16 curriculum. I think this the GCSEs are in need of radical overhaul, it seems to me. And one thing that would look really, really strange to anybody from outside looking at our history curriculum from 5 to 18 is the notion that anybody right in the middle of it for 2 years, and I'm going to make myself unpopular, I know, with some people in the audience now, but anybody in the middle of it could do only 20th century history for 2 whole years, and then they might stop doing history. Let's face it, the modern world specifications now, well, they're neither modern nor world, it seems to me, history. But I think we need, if we are going to have a national curriculum history to 16, we need to prescribe diversity in both a range of periods in the 14 to 16 curriculum, as we have actually in the primary, the Key Stage 2 curriculum and the Key Stage 3 curriculum at the moment. So I would want to hold on to broad areas of substantive knowledge, reinforce concepts and processes in the curriculum. I would want to create a prescription in terms of an entitlement to both local, national and wider world history. And actually, I'd want to go back to the inspired things that the creators of the first national curriculum created in terms of, some of you will remember the PESC formula, yeah? Let's have some decent social and cultural history as an entitlement at each key stage, as well as a political narrative. So for me, yeah, prescribes diversity without too much prescription in terms of names, dates, and people.